All right, Lomo, Bobby, fourth place today overall, but great rides. You feel that way?
Yeah, also right. Just unfortunately, first race crash, and mm-hmm. on the start, big crash one. So, and I must work out from far behind, yeah. From far, far. And yeah, I give all, you know, the first race to come back. And for the second race, I had something left, but just for 20 minutes maybe. Yeah. But then I really like give up because I'm trying to do something, but in normal it's difficult when you have no rhythm, then you're really getting tired because doing so many mistakes. But when you're on a rhythm, so everything is going well and not using any energy. But second race of track was tough, and Nagel passed me last two laps, and I was thinking, okay, I take it easy one lap and then I try to push, but this didn't happen. I was too tired, but anyway, I was happy for my third place. And
How much do you think your all the work you put in the first moto affected you in the second moto? Was it a big factor? Just getting a little winded, getting a little tired. You worked so hard in the first moto, you know, it had to maybe take something out of you for the second?
Yeah, like from the first race. Yeah. I mean, take out from all my energy, for sure.
Right.
For sure, because, you know, like, you're coming through the pack in the beginning, all the guys in the left, right, in the middle, so you must look out and doing so many mistakes and, you know, like, for sure you're using lots of energy. For sure it's not a flat track and it's Lomo, you know. It's mm-hmm. one of the heaviest track, I think, for me, like, in the world, and it's really, really difficult. You're getting it. If you cannot try it here, and then you for sure you get tired after two laps.
Before you came to GPs, were you a good sand rider? Did you ride a lot of sand, or was this new to you when you came over and started doing GPs?
Yeah, for sure, I was riding for Dutch team, and they always been training on the sand. So mm-hmm. But anyway, I like the sand and I like the hard packs, so I have no problems with nothing, you know, mm-hmm. because some riders they like hard pack and that doesn't like the sand. So, but I'm like a middle guy, so I like all.
Hey, you're really the breakout star, let's say, this season. You've been won a GP. You won some motos. Nobody really expected this. You have to be pretty excited. Did you think you could do this well this year?
Yeah, you know, I'm never thinking before the race what if, you know, like, oh, for sure win this weekend, or for sure be third, mm-hmm. for sure not, because all the top, like all the riders really strong, so it's, always just thinking like, okay, I do my best and I do what I can, so then see where it's end up in the end of the day, and for sure, like, because I doesn't like it, say, like I said, I go and I win there, because it's never happened. No, I just, if I can, for sure I try, you know, yeah.
And what about coming to America? Do you want to race a national Monster Energy Cup thing in Vegas? Thoughts about that?
Yeah, I would like to try, to be honest, EMA, but I really want it for Supercross, to try Supercross, because I would just watch it on the TV, and I like all the Supercross track, and I like to ride it, and I need just practicing more, and just want to see what I can do there, you know, because it's difficult to say. Also for me, I always riding outdoors, and difficult to say I'll be good there, because for sure that it's different competition, and you need just the training and see what we can do here.
Dude, there was two Russians at Washougal, and you're doing so well. What's going on with Russian motocross now?
They
you went like 30 years with nobody.
Yeah, they're coming. But I don't know why everybody go to America. They love it. Like, you know, some guys, America, like racing. Like, many Russians are there. Like, really, like two of there now, and then they get some points. So, but it's really, I think, to be honest, it's difficult because the race is really far away. You must flying and, but here is a little bit close also. But everybody went there, so more Russians in America now than here.
Yeah. Well, great. Hey, man, thank you very much. Just repeat after me one thing for me. Just say, I will break you.
I will break you.
Thank you.
But why this?
From Rocky IV, Ivan Drago. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about? Rocky IV, the movie?
Drago?
Yeah. Drago, Russian. Yeah. That's you.
Yeah, okay.
Ivan Drago.
Yeah.
Ivan Drago.
Thank you.
Break, yeah.